This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta say, leftists make me laugh. You guys are funny. The ones of you who are auditing the show, thank you for being here. All my conservative friends, thank you for being here. I don't think of you guys as fans. I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Why do I say liberals are funny to me? Because nothing they do will stand the test of time. Nothing. They will let in people who want to destroy them. They think it's tolerance, but it's not. It's stupidity. You've got a group of people, the Americans, who have made the world a civilized place. Did we get our civilized being from the British, you know, side of it? I don't know. Don't care. But we're civilized. We fought through slavery, lack of civil rights by these stupid Democrats, these leftists. Formed our country, fought through all those things, and then what do? Let's bring in all this third world crap hole nonsense, and let's just remake America in an uncivilized way. Let's devolve it down to where nobody cares about it anymore. That's what they do. Pick whatever subject you want. Sports. Sports used to be a meritocracy. You put your kids in it because it was a character building thing. Now it's a joke. It's a social justice reengineering that's nonsense. It doesn't talk about the it's not just about being the best athlete. It's about being the best person. You know, great, a guy can run a football really fast or he can throw a ball great or whatever. But the fact is he needed to be a good citizen. Coaches did not want to work with those kids. Coaches retooled them to say that what you do has to transcend your abilities. You learn to play as a team. Here's Kaepernick kneeling, a multimillionaire kneeling because he feels bad about black oppression. It doesn't even exist. Okay? It doesn't exist. And he's a perfect example that it doesn't exist. But he's slapping in the face. He's slapping the other teammates, his white teammates, his Hispanic teammates, all the other ones, because he's going to make this issue about black and white. That's not why we put him up there. That's not why he got his contract, but he decides he's going to do that. And then the NFL wants to capitulate and so on and so forth. That's what I'm saying. What ultimate goal were they after? Losing fan base? Losing revenue, etc.? Mission accomplished. What's it gotten Kaepernick? Nothing. It's all, everything leftists do ends up in a death spiral of their own ideas. Give me the idea. Okay, let's bring in all these immigrants, right? They're not terrorists, right? Yeah, but they bring third world nonsense. You can't be successful in your own country where you speak your own language and have your own customs and culture. So what are you going to do? You want to come over and not accept a country where we've proven to be successful assimilating everybody into what? The American spirit. No, let me bring over my Mexican culture, my Guatemalan culture, my Honduran culture, my whatever. And America needs to accept that. Yeah, because it's worked out so well for every other nation, right? Leftism dying on its vine. Here's what we'll do. Let's tax the living daylights out of everybody so nobody wants to work, and we end up eroding our tax base. Let's make environmental legislations and such that companies don't want to invest in our state. And what do? They all leave our state. Then what do? We continue to tax the people that are there at a higher rate until what? Nobody can afford the taxes. Give me your problem. I'll give you the liberal death spiral because that's all that's going to happen to it. It's a death spiral. Pretty soon, you can't talk about various. Who can you arrest? If you arrest a white dude or whatever, you want to come down on white guys? Well, now a white guy can say, I'm no longer a white guy. I'm a black woman. Call me Oprah. That's what's happening. Miss Spain, Angela Ponce, the first openly transgender contestant in the 66-year history of the Miss Universe pageant, is getting rave reviews for her bikini body, runway glamour, and message of inclusion. I always say, having a vagina didn't transform me into a woman, the post-op trans gal told reporters as the pageant got underway last week. Where else? In Bangkok, Thailand. I'm a woman already before birth because my identity is here, she said, gesturing to her head. Ponce, 27, works in a foundation in Spain that helps trans children. Children are born without prejudices, and I think if we talk to them about diversity from a young age, we can create a new generation of human beings who are raised a lot better. Now, here's the thing. If Ponce believes herself to be a woman, congratulations to her. I get it. What do they call it? Body dysmorphia? Something like that? Gender dysmorphia? Whatever it's called, I feel very sorry for these people. If they want to allow this person who believes herself to be a woman, goes through post-op surgery, becomes a woman to go into the contest, great. But here's what I like. I wish for the day when a post-op female wins that contest. I do. I wish for the day. I wish for the day when a female robot wins that contest, because that day's coming too, because they're going to allow robots in, artificial intelligence robots. They're going to have all the answers, and I want a robot, a female robot, to win. Why not? I want women to really have to deal with the wrath of their movement. Now, look, if this woman, again, believes herself to be, well, she can't have babies. Run her DNA. It's still a dude, but if she really wants to, she's still a dude. I'm not trying to be crass. If she wants to be considered a woman, fine. I'm fine with that. For the record, looks better than 99.9% of the women in the world. So go for it. Do your thing. And if it does help the very, very small minority of people who do have the same thing that she suffers from, good. Okay? I don't think people should be ridiculed for this, but don't think it's never going to be an oddity. It is an oddity. I don't care about the trans movement, but I saw a guy the other day. I was at Nordstrom's Rack because I needed to get some shirts. And I saw a dude. He was in leather. He was in high heels, had a shirt on with the back was open. And, you know, impeccably tailored in the whole deal. All dude. He was a dude. But he was a princess. You know what I'm saying? Total princess. And an oddity to look at. Because that's not how guys behave. And I'm not trying to stereotype, but men do have a behavior. And I'm not saying it's universal. We don't all walk around, you know, flexing, but there are men who do. But you don't see many men walking around like that, because it was very effeminate. I mean, for all intents and purposes, this guy is a woman. He thinks of himself as a woman. I'm positive about that. But it was weird to look at. And I will tell you, I have no issue with what he thinks, but it's an oddity. If he'd been wearing a chicken outfit, I would have looked at him the same way. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. Keep it here, folks. Glad you guys came to join me at the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats, boy, y'all is something else. So we're going to talk about this a little later in the broadcast, but we got Rosenstein hiding witnesses, won't let people testify. We got Robert Mueller, special counsel Robert Mueller, Mr. Straight-Laced Robot. Nonpartisan, supposedly, right? He's deleting email that wouldn't turn it over. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJ. Radio.com. So Comey testified the other week, and it was a bunch of, I'm not sure, I don't know, I don't recall. Yeah, because that's what crooked people do. Don't misunderstand me. I don't remember what I had for dinner, you know, last night. Well, actually, I do, but two nights ago. I don't know what I had for dinner two nights ago. That's true. I'd have to think about it. And if you give me enough context, I might remember, but maybe I won't. But it's not pertinent to them. But if you ask me stuff about that matters, like, Kevin, did you have that meeting where you met with so-and-so who agreed to donate money to your charitable? Yeah, oh, yeah, I did. You remember the day? I don't, but I could look it up in my calendar and get pretty doggone close. In other words, there are things that are important that matter. There are things that I do that, man, I'm not kidding you, that people even remember. And I go, how do you remember that? Yeah, 3 weeks ago, we drove right by there because, you know, traffic was a mess that day. And I'm going, no, I don't remember. My mind, the mind works differently. But I will tell you this, a guy, a G-man, an FBI guy that's supposed to know all the details about one of the biggest potential crimes in the history of the country. I'm not sure.
Well, who shot John? Why are you talking to me? I'm not exactly, well, who knows?
Yeah, that's kind of strange to me. And that's what Jim Comey wants you to believe. So anyway, he went and he testified and all that. I don't know. And then he came out with his all cocky.
You know, the truth will come out. And
what he was saying to you is, I pray to God the truth doesn't come out. I pray to God that this thing ends. I need it to go away. Please, I'm trying to get to my book. Spend some money. And he's got, they're scrambling. Woo, I love watching it. But now he's got to come back. Yeah, they want him to come back before the House investigators. Members of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees will try again to assess Comey's role in the revelation that the former Secretary of State was using a private email server to conduct government business, and why the collusion probe seemed to give authorities wide powers to spy on Trump's closest associates. How is it? This is what they want to know. Let me just boil it down for you. They're saying, how is it that Hillary Clinton's server, and, you know, the fact that she's got a crooked, you know, she's a crooked chick that's got a server in her basement closet run by an IT guy who's pleaded the fifth. And we now know she had classified documents on there. She's not serving a minute of jail, but we're convicting people in Trump's satellite, you know, universe, if you will, satellites that are getting convicted of crimes that are totally unrelated. And meanwhile, you did nothing to Hillary. You did nothing to her associates. And more importantly, you used all this ill-gotten information and created information to actually spy on Hillary's competition. And then you did it to try to get rid of him. Because the shock of him getting the win was like, okay, that's shocking enough. But now he's in charge. How do we continue to do our dirty work? Please focus on that, audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. How can you continue to do your dirty work now that the foxes are no longer guarding the hen house? Now there's a dog there who's waiting on the foxes, and he's setting traps all over the place, like that FBI raid of the whistleblower. There's more to come out about that. There's many things that are happening that are going to make these guys go, oh no. And that's what you're watching right now. You're watching all the orchestration that says, how do we get out of this? They say his appearance Monday comes more than a week after the reticent Comey avoided answering hundreds of questions about his role in a Russian collusion probe that continues to pursue Donald Trump. Let me stop there for a second. Hillary Clinton's investigation spins over into a Trump investigation. Mueller gets put in under the case. The fixer, he gets put on. They proves nothing after years and years. Nobody's, not a head is rolled on anything, including the person who actually spied on Mike Flynn, including the people who got warrants to plant people inside of Trump's campaign. If you think this is going away, Democrats listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you people are as deranged as I believe you are. And you are deranged because I know you believe it. It's not going away. And you can get what you think are temporary wins. You can spin using MSNBC, CNN, and all these other news sources. You can write about this and say Trump is scared and he doesn't want to get these questions. When the lid is taken off of this, it is going to be nuclear destruction of the Democrats. It's right. I'm not even mincing. This isn't, oh, Kevin, do you think we're going to win the midterms? Yeah, I think we're going to win the midterms and get money. No, let me tell you, when the lid comes off this, the Democrats are going to have forget shrapnel. Shrapnel's when you throw a hand grenade. Nuclear, there are no survivals inside of a certain blast zone, you know, from the epicenter of that blast. There are no survivors. The Democrats are going to be in big trouble. They already are. Comey's most often repeated phrases were something like, I don't know, I don't remember, I don't recall. So now he's got to come back And they're going to say, we want more clarity. This is not good enough. Bring your notes. Oh, and for the record, I said this after his first testimony. I said, they asked Comey questions. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I know nothing about, you know, investigations and things like that. I'm only going off of common sense. But here's what I said. I read the transcript, and I said to myself, why would I ask these questions? And I don't have them in front of me to tell you what they are. But I'll tell you, I want to give you the context. There were questions asked that I went, that question is an easy question to answer yes or no to. And here's Comey going, I don't know. But it's a setup question. And if you know how they do question, they'll give it a series of questions. Let's say I ask you 10 questions. And then I ask you 10 variations of those very same questions. And then I do it again, and I rinse and repeat, and I do it 5 times. Your nuance answers to those questions is what they're looking for. They're going to say, when you first answered that question, you said this. Then I ask you this question, and you said this. By the time we got to here, it changed. What happened? And it's psychological. They know what they're doing. And Jim Jordan was the one, I think, that really was getting to Comey. I wish I had the notes from there, but we talked about it on the program here on the Kevin Jackson Show. So go back and look at the podcast at kjradio.com. Go listen to it. Don't look at it, because looking at it ain't going to help you. But listen to it and see what I said, but what it was about. But here's what I was saying. They ask him questions that don't leave a lot of wiggle room. And I was thinking to myself, these are setup questions. And Comey thought he was slick by going, I don't know, I don't recall, I've seen that. And they're going to say, well, we have the records. I think they had more answers than they had questions.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These 5-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham is urging the president to declare a national emergency for border wall funding. Graham took to Twitter to tell the president, build the wall now. Graham also says,
I have never been more depressed about moving forward them right now. I just don't see a pathway forward.
Wisconsin police say they have arrested Jake Patterson for the kidnapping of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and the murder of her parents. Kloss was found in Gordon, Wisconsin, which is about 40 miles southeast of Duluth, Minnesota. FBI Special Agent Justin Tolomo talks about the case.
This case was challenging given the proactive steps the subject took to avoid detection.
In this case, in cases like this, we often need a big break, and it was Jamie herself who gave us that break.
According to Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald, Jamie is doing well and looking to be reunited with her aunt soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Mueller's missing like 19,000, they recovered 19,000 missing emails from Strzok and Page. And he tossed a bunch of evidence. But hey, Democrats want to get to the truth. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. He was supposed to give all this information to the Inspector General, Horowitz. He didn't do it. Mueller is now, he should be under fire if he isn't. But that's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Rosenstein. See, these are all the fixers, man. You're going to hear the term fixer. The other side's going to use it a lot. But trust me when I tell you this, people. Trust and believe. The fixers are on their side of the aisle. I'm talking about these Democrats. These leftists. These swamp rats. Deep state swamp rats. I don't even know, honestly, what to add when it comes to the deep state's attempted coup of President Trump. Because the more we learn, the more I want to see these people burn for their crimes. Not just metaphorically, okay, people? Because Kevin wants Democrats to burn. I want them to burn metaphorically. We are well past time to see people in prison. If we lived in a legitimate society that was free and open and there was no elites versus us versus them, we would have those people in prison. The Gateway Pundit reported on the obstruction of justice that occurred against General Mike Flynn. It's not that even it's news anymore. What's news is the cover-up, how they did it. And Jim Hoff wrote this, as we had previously reported in February, according to Mike Cernovich, McCabe altered far-left FBI investigator Peter Strzok's 302 notes on his interview with General Michael Flynn. And then McCabe destroyed the evidence. In early May, Senator Grassley demanded the FBI and the DOJ produce the transcript of Flynn's intercepted calls with Russian Ambassador Kislyak and the 302s by May 25th. Both the DOJ and the FBI ignored him. Grassley then concluded his letter by reiterating his request to schedule an interview with the second special agent who was present at Flynn's interrogation, a guy by the name of Joe Pienka. After pushback from the DOJ. And then they have the redacted, the redacted 302. That's a report that the FBI fills out after they do some questioning. So here's what it says. Strzok conducted the interview, and blank was primarily responsible for taking notes and writing the 302. Next one. Throughout the interview, Flynn had a very sure demeanor and did not give any indications of deception. He did not parse his words or hesitate in any of his answers. He only hedged once, which they documented in the 302. Strzok and blank both had the impression at the end that Flynn was not lying and did not think he was lying. Flynn struck Strzok as, quote, bright but not profoundly sophisticated. Last thing on it says the agents left Flynn in a collegial and positive way. There was no discussion of follow-up. Now, he met 19 times with him. Because at this point, they needed a patsy. They took what he said, and somebody then changed all that stuff. They say McCabe did. And they redacted the name of the guy, which they think is Pienza, who was the one taking the notes. But at the end of the day, Flynn, to them, was just saying what he said. He hesitated once, probably because in his role as the director of national security advisor, he was like, yeah, I may not be able to answer that one quite as quickly. No deception. No nothing. Just a guy answering questions. And as one person put it on my Twitter feed, Flynn went in there thinking, you know, we're all in this together. It's a bunch of frat boys for the government just having a conversation. He didn't go in there with the idea of, oh, they're trying to trick me. But that's what they were trying to do. So anyway, that was dated July 19th, 2017. And they've been trying to get the full deposition, you know, the full information about Flynn and the Pienza to come in and talk about it. When America finally learns the truth about all of this, folks, the Democrats are going to be rocked to their rotten cores. See, they claim to want the truth. And here's Grassley saying, give us all the information. There's no national security implications here. Give us all the information. We'll discern what the deal is, because what they want to know is, when did Flynn go from just being a person, you know, of interest, you know, to being questioned in like, what's going on here with this Russian collusion, to being one of the people that they're saying he's colluding? And the idea, and this is where Mueller's got himself in trouble. Mueller says Flynn has no reason to pull the card of, I was, you know, you guys were setting me up. That's because what Flynn is essentially saying is, you set me up. And because what they did is they made it appear that he lied. They asked him a question that maybe he didn't want to answer, and he should have said, you know, I'm not going to answer that. But he said, no, I didn't have that meeting, because he was under the impression that he wasn't being surveilled or whatever else. And he was essentially saying, look, it's none of your business. And had he said, I'm not answering that question, we're not even here. We're not even having this discussion. Democrats want anything but the truth, folks, and who could blame them? They cheat at everything. They are vicious in achieving their objectives. And by the way, if this story is true, that an FBI agent wants to come clean about Flynn, think about that. Because that's what they're saying. Pienza is saying, I want to testify. I want to tell you what was said. I want to let you know that Flynn is innocent. We thought he was innocent. I don't know why we even pursued this. But the testimony would conflict with the leftist narrative, as you know, as I'm guessing. So Rosenstein's not going to allow Pienza to testify. Folks, it's time Rosenstein get charged. Where's this new attorney general in all of this? So here's the controversy. The Federalist lays it out, because all mine was conjecture. They say this: while Flynn's sentencing memorandum methodically laid out a case for a low-level sentence of 1 year probation, footnote 23 dropped the bomb, revealing that the agent's 302 summary of his interview was dated August 22, 2017. As others have noted, the August 22, 2017 date is a striking detail, because that puts the 302 report nearly 7 months after the Flynn interview. When added to facts already known, this revelation takes on a much greater significance. First, the text messages between Strzok and former FBI attorney Lisa Page indicate that Strzok wrote his notes from the Flynn interview shortly after he questioned the National Security Advisor on June 24th of 2017. Specifically, on February 14, 2017, Strzok text Page, also, is Andy good with the F-302? Page responded, launch on F-302. Given Strzok's role in questioning Flynn, the date, 3 weeks from the interview, the notation F-302, and Page's position as special counsel to Andy McCabe, it seems extremely likely that these text messages concerned a February 2017 302 summary of the Flynn interview. Additionally, now that we know from the sentencing memorandum that the special counsel's office has tendered a 302 interview summary dated August 22nd, we can deduce that an earlier 302 form existed from James Comey's Friday testimony before the House Judiciary Committee and Oversight Committees. Now, both McCabe and Comey testified on this detail in their testimony conflicts, so it stands to reason that Pienka's testimony could clear things up. But since June 11th, Rosenstein has stonewalled Grassley, as the Fox News story verifies, and here's what they said. Senate Judiciary Committee Chuck Grassley isn't backing down as the Justice Department rebuffs his repeated attempts to speak with the FBI agent whose interview with Michael Flynn was used to indict the ex-National Security Advisor in a Russia probe. And he says this, Grassley, "This is no ordinary criminal case. Congress has a right to know the full story and to know it now." So, now, I go back to this, guys. Doesn't Mueller want to get to the truth? Isn't that his purpose? Okay, I'll give you a minute to laugh. Right? Every time we turn around, the people who are crying out, transparency, 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 are giving none. They don't want transparency. Mueller, Rosenstein, others in this deep state continue their treachery. They don't want you to know. They don't want Congress to know. You would think Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Pelosi, all of them would be saying, let's get this out there. We want it in. Pelosi came out, we're going to reach across the aisle. We want transparency. And yet, you cannot get these people to respond. But here's what gets me. Where are the Republicans, huevos rancheros? I would say, I'll tell you what. Don't give us what we want, and we're going to start handing down indictments. I mean, I don't even know what the legal ramifications are, but I would take it to DEFCON freaking 5, that which doesn't exist. I think it only goes to DEFCON 4, but you get what I'm saying. Why are we not doing this? Why are we not, when Eric Holder was in contempt of Congress, send the whoever, who's supposed to go, FBI, send them there and arrest that sucker and put him in prison and say, okay, we can think about it from prison. You're not going to ignore us. That's not how this works. America's going to get the truth soon, and the heads are going to roll.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, but we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got to tell you, boy, I love leaders. I love them because I am one. But I'm a good follower, and I think all good leaders are good followers. They've witnessed great leadership, and because I don't think leadership is a born and bred type thing. I believe that you can have good attributes that lead to leadership, but it can go the wrong way. You don't always have to be a good leader. Even if you have the DNA, I think you watch people, you observe, and you say, that's leadership. And then you say, I'm going to follow that. Sometimes good leadership is, I'm not going to be like that. I hope that many young black kids finally realize one day, I'm not going to be a leader like Barack Obama. Anyway, I love leaders. And I try to be as good a leader as I can, a good leader as a father, as a mate, as a friend, as a host of other things. I try to be a good leader. Not always going to be successful, but people judge you. They see your actions. I had a girl come to work for me. She says, because I was working with a team, and I didn't feel like they'd gotten out of the relationship what they needed, even though they weren't performing. And when I said, you know, just she said to me, she goes, look, I'm looking at this particular piece of your business, and these people aren't performing. And she goes, I could, you know, change that pretty quickly and, you know, we can cut them out. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, I need to leave them in place and let them have a shot at getting their return on investment. And she said, that's the reason why she eventually came to work for me, was because of that integrity. That's the integrity I deal with everything in my life. Look, I'm going to tell you, there are people that you know, that they, for whatever reason, they think, oh, Kevin screwed me over or whatever. If you believe that, you're sadly mistaken, because I wouldn't do it. But that's the type of leadership I show. I don't do, there's not a job in my company that I don't do first. I show people that it can be done, that even with all my other commitments, I'm capable of doing this other job. Every one of my employees will tell you that. Anyway, General Mike Flynn is a leader. Here's a note that somebody wrote about him. The first occur, he's talking about differences, what he saw in his leadership. In Afghanistan in 2009, when our base came under heavy enemy attack by a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device, much of our staff had only recently arrived and procedures for responding to such an attack were lacking. Few had their protective body armor nearby. During the assault, I vividly recall Mike raising his voice and asking, "Who here needs a helmet and body armor?" Many hands were raised. He quickly gave his protective gear away to Colonel Annette Teresi, ensuring her safety at his own risk. His acts of decency and kindness were big and small. I repeatedly saw him at the base's chow hall, purposely lingering at the back of the food line, knowing the meal was almost gone, but wanting to ensure all others ate before him. When I emphasized to him that he had to eat too, his response was always, "Yeah, I'll get something later." Acts such as these made him an extremely admired leader by those around him. And you know what's sad? Mike Flynn had to go work for a putz like Barack Obama, who would dare weaponize the FBI against him, knowing what this man contributed. If Barack Obama had 1 ounce of integrity, he would have gone to the FBI and said, "Guys, look, I don't know what kind of scam thing you're running here, and it may benefit us, but at the end of the day, you need to leave people like Flynn alone. Find another patsy. Surely there's somebody else out there." He's not. I know he wasn't going to let it go. You know, he couldn't do that, because that would have been a very non-Democrat thing for him to do. But he didn't have to target Flynn. Joe Sobiak says this in a tweet. He says, "To be clear, General Flynn is being sentenced tomorrow, which is today, for a crime that no one has seen evidence of and the DOJ refuses to provide when ordered." Let that sink in. He's going to go, they won't even tell you what he did. It's all, "Well, he lied. He misdid this." Was he under oath? No. Was he in investigation? Did the FBI say, "You're under investigation. You may want to get an attorney"? Nope. Did they say, "You're under investigation. The things that you're saying here, we may come back and claim later that this is an investigation"? None of that. Dinesh D'Souza said this. The term lying in Flynn's case, as in so many of the cases of federal targeting, means nothing more than hours upon hours of interrogation in which the government then produces an alleged contradiction. Boom, send him to prison. Is this justice? Of course it isn't. Certainly wasn't justice when I burped into the microphone just then either. Woo! You can't eat before the break, because then an audience will know it. Representative Jim Jordan said this, "Comey called the Clinton investigation a matter." 7 times in his memos, he referenced that President Trump was not under investigation, but he allowed the American people to believe that the president was. Just another example of the double standard. I'm just letting you guys understand all the details leading up to where we are today. Liberals, leftists, progressives, feel free to call in. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And when you do call in, let me know what you think about the trail of evidence that I'm giving you here, the logic involved, and why I've come to the conclusion that the Obama administration, the Clinton family, the Clinton Foundation, everybody associated during the Obama era for president, of his presidency, are crooked, including the FBI, FISA court judges, the NSA, all of these clandestine agencies, the CIA, all of whom were complicit, specifically the FBI, by the way, all of whom were complicit in trying to upend a duly elected president and then to get him thrown out. I'd love to hear from you. Ryan Fournier tweeted this. Robert Mueller deletes thousands of texts on Peter Strzok's phone. Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails and destroyed her devices. Yet, after all of this, Trump is under investigation. Can you imagine for one second the number of Democrats who are going back through trying to destroy all their records, getting rid of notes, and so on and so forth? If this investigation had been done correctly, there'd be at least 50 bona fide Democrats, Clinton donors, Obama donors, in prison if we had a legit justice system. Just telling you. Bill Mitchell tweeted this. If the Flynn case is thrown out due to misbehavior by the FBI and Team Mueller, it puts a stain on the entire Mueller investigation from which it may never recover. If the Flynn deal was corrupted, what else was? Exactly. What else was? Yet, the Wall Street Journal reports that federal prosecutors are probing whether the incoming Trump administration misused funds corporations donated to its inaugural committee. Yeah, that really has something to do with the Russians, right? They said, whether some of the committee's top donors gave money in exchange for access to the incoming Trump administration, policy concessions, or influence official administration positions. I want you to stop and think for one second. Green energy. The green energy lobby gave Obama millions and millions of dollars. He, in turn, gave them billions. He authorized billions. GM, Tesla, Enter1, Solyndra, you name it. None of them are successful. Tesla couldn't build neither GM or Tesla could build a car, a battery operated car, what do they call it? Solar powered car with don't mess with me. You know what I'm talking about. Unless they got subsidized. Are you benefiting? No. Tesla's benefiting. But get this. Inaugural events like the parade, ball, and concerts are not covered by general government expenses. Only the swearing-in ceremony and inaugural lunch are covered. Incoming presidents form committees to raise the funds. Here's a guy, Donald Trump, who practically financed his entire campaign. And this is what we've come to now. The new investigation, because we can't get anything on Russia, Flynn's going to blow up in their face. So is Papadopoulos, who's going to write a book, and he's going to reveal the truth. As the Mueller case falls apart and all these whistleblowers start to give what they're getting, as Donald Trump's operatives start to really be able to connect the dots and say, okay, here it is, America, watch what happens. But get this. In 2012, Obama offered corporations an array of exchanges for $1 million. And here's what the New York Times reported. President Obama's finance team is offering corporations and other institutions that contribute $1 million exclusive access to any array of inaugural activities, including tickets to a, quote, benefactor's reception, a child's concert, a candlelight celebration to the National Building Museum, 2 reserved parade bleacher seats, and 4 tickets to the president's official inaugural ball. The offerings are detailed in an online inaugural fundraising solicitation provided to the New York Times by the Obama fundraiser. In other words, these clowns openly tell you, if you want to get access before this dude, this stooge, this baby black Jesus even takes office so you can get in line for the goodies, come on and do it. And that's what they did. Various levels of access, depending upon how much they gave. Here's what they said. Washington, $1 million from institutions, $250,000 from individuals. Adams, $500,000 from institutions, $150,000 from individuals, and so on. I got to leave it there, but you get the point.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.